We're going to go right to the Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Guard Hotline. We have a question. Caller, you are on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Can you tell me, is there any place locally that where one can go and purchase a raised garden bed? I don't want a big one. I want kind of a smaller one.
You're talking like something like a 4x4 square?
Yes,
okay.
4x4.
I'm almost certain that Home Depot would have small raised bed kits in their garden center of some nature of like that. Some may be pre-fashioned. Others, you can simply go to, like, your, let's say, Home Depot, and they can take and cut the lumber to an 8-foot or into 2 4x4-foot pieces, and you can attach it that way with some nails, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you have a question, we've got a few minutes left in the program. You can call on the Ivy Organics 3-in-1 Plant Guard Hotline. And
Ivy Organic 3-in-1 Plant Guard naturally protects plants against damaging sunburn. Insects and rodents, protects newly installed plants and trees. Shields pruned and damaged surfaces for use on your roses, fruit and nut trees, ornamental trees, and shrubs. This product is non-toxic, environmentally safe, and organic. For more information, visit ivyorganics.com. You can call in 414-444-5250.
Had a lot of questions coming on this week via social media, email, Twitter, all of those places. One is, I want to start rhubarb from seed, but I want to put it in a container. Well, we've done that. How large of a container is needed for rhubarb? Well, as big as you can get, let's be honest. But we have, I think it's like a 32-gallon storage tub that we've put holes in the bottom of it. Now, after about, this is going on the third year that it's grown from seed. You'll start your seed, you know, February, March in that time, and then you plant it out during the warmer portions of the year. A lot of recommendations say you got to bring that tub indoors into a like a garage or basement and make it go into dormancy and keep it warm enough, but not too cold, not too warm. We leave it outside year round. It has flourished. It has grown like crazy. We've got it in. We got one in that large container, 32-gallon storage container, and then we've got one in a 10-gallon terracotta plastic-like pot. Both of them will have to be divided here in the next year, but you can do it in just a normal-sized container, as big as you possibly can.
This person was at our talk at the Germantown Library on strawberry gardening. They liked it. They said that you're typically not supposed to use hay bales instead of straw, and it does say in the book not to use it. However, you can grow in hay. The problem is that straw has this moisture-holding capacity. But once the hay breaks down, you are able to still grow in it.
Yeah, it's a little cheaper to get the straw, and it worked just fine. If you have the straw available, go ahead and do it. If you have the hay available, it will work either way. Is black 10-gallon grow bags effective versus the root maker ones that you have as a sponsor for the program? I saw them on Amazon. Well, the black ones will work. The advantages to the root maker ones that we have that's a sponsor of the program is they have 1 to 60-gallon grow bags, and they are heat-tempered. They have a white coating on it that actually repels some of the heat during the warmest portions of the month of the year. And if you can keep your roots cooler, the plant's going to be happier and going to produce more. Those black ones absorb the heat very, very quickly. So we always love when we get questions coming via all these platforms. Adam asked, my seedling stems are purple. Is this a bad thing? If so, what might be the remedy? Well, Adam, I would not fertilize unless the bottom of the leaves of your tomato plants, seedlings, are purple. If it's just the stem, don't worry about it. That could be a variety of different issues. It could be temperature change. It could be a light issue. The seedling will be okay if the stem is just purple. The other issue is if underneath the leaf is purple, then it's a phosphorus deficiency, and then that would be the way you could go. A liquid fertilizer at quarter of the strength, or even a compost tea, Mupu tea, would work very well for that. Another tomato question. Shalia asked, some of my tomato leaves are turning yellow and have dry spots. What is the problem? She also attached a photograph, and if you do have an issue, we do appreciate a photograph that you can send, as we can help better identify the problem that you may be facing. With a simple answer to this, with your tomato plants, your seedlings being yellow and having some dry spots, it is potentially too much water or not enough light. If the roots are soggy and waterlogged,
Just to name a few reasons here, if there's too much water, it's just like an agricultural world. If it rains too much and the corn is setting in like a pondish type of low area in the field, it will turn very, very yellow because it can't get the oxygen it needs and it can't get the nitrogen it needs in order to green and properly photosynthesize. Now, if those are the two simplest answers. There is a tremendous amount of other potential issues that could be the issue. My suggestion would be to just remove the damaged leaves. If it's not going to take more than 25% of the leaf structure of your seedling, remove those bad or damaged leaves or limbs, because the plant is going to try to be in a recovery mode or a fixing mode without lacking on the production or growth of the plant. So cut those bad limbs off and bad leaves off if you're not removing more than 25%. Of the total canopy of the plant. Let's see. Shalit says, thank you. Just got my seeds from In My Gardener a few days ago, and I can't wait to plant them. I haven't had much luck with germination from other seed companies. Well, In My Gardener, they go through a rigorous germination test. They grow them in their gardens the year before they actually are going to sell them to you to make sure that they are going to do what they intend to do, as well as if the germination rate is not high enough, they actually send those seeds back to the farmer or the gardener, or their broker, essentially, and say, hey, these are no good. Money back, give us our money back, or give us better seeds because we're not selling these to our customers. So you will have very good success with that. Can onion seeds or any other seeds be dehydrated in a dehydrator to get them to that curing state? Sometimes we want to save seeds that we get from the grocery store or farmer's market. This is a touchy question because if the internal portions of the seeds gets too hot, it kills the germination opportunities that the seed has naturally. So the best thing you can do, whether onions or squash or tomatoes, is let them, tomatoes you go through a fermentation process for 3 days and let them dry naturally on a plate after you rinse the seeds off. So let's just take bean seeds, let's just take pumpkin seeds, squash seeds. Pull them out of the container, the squash or the fruit. I'll rinse them off and then just dry them on a ceramic plate. That's the easiest. Out of direct sunlight, away from direct heat, and just let them naturally dry over a couple of weeks. That's really going to be your best chance to have the best type, a best success when it comes to germinating those seeds when you want them to be germinated.
Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.